So if you want to see past time, you can do it right where you're at. You can do it right where you're at. If you're in your house or an office or a room or a car or wherever, just look at the objects in front of you. What you're in, you're in a house or you're in a car. You look out a window. You look out the blinds. The blinds are called blind, because when you close them, you're blind. And when you open them, you see through a cross. If you have a cup in front of you, up, see up, drink. See is agape, up. And what are you doing? You're drinking. You're drinking something. I got this little, says Comet Cleaners and Laundry. I've got this, it's a hanger for hanging clothes. And so Comet is CO together. M is water vessel. ET, extraterrestrial. Cleaners, to clean you. LAUN, dry. Trusted name since 1957. It's a hanger. Hang. Jesus hung on the cross to cleanse you. He came from outside of the terrestrial together down here in a water vessel. The Bible talks about he didn't just he came in water, in a water vessel, you know. I can't quote the verse exactly right now. But it's in 1 John chapter, 1st or 2nd John, maybe. But it came in a water vessel. Water, blood, and spirit. Not just spirit, but also water. Every object in front of you, break the words into parts. Eventually, and you write it down, eventually you'll get to a root. You'll start to see patterns. And when you do the anagram, and you add it all together, it all makes sense. I am 100% sure that the military moves people around to watch you. Because you have the power. If you're saved, you have the power. Right in front of you, everywhere, is the truth. The AI flesh creature versus the spirit creature. Cain versus Abel. Everywhere in front of you is the same story. It's encoded. It's encoded in every object that you look at. I know it's hard to see. I got this printer here. It says brother. Cain and Abel were brothers. When I was a kid, I had this cousin, second cousin called brother. He came over there and wanted to fight. Now there's a brother here. Everything that you went through as a child, it's happening right now. You didn't go anywhere. It just the appearance has just changed. It appeared different in the hologram. There's some scissors here. What do scissors do? They cut. They cut. There's a copier here, brother copier. It turns and it makes a copy, an image made in his image. There's some gloves here. There's some gloves here that fit over your hand to protect. There's a little miniature football here. It's shaped in the shape of a vesica pisces. There's a heater here. There's a fan. And the fan has blades. What does a blade do? Cut. And so as I describe all these objects, we're able to bring them all back to cut, turn, union, and flow. That hanger, you hang a shirt on it. What happened when Jesus hung on the cross? To hang. So if you unfold the word hanger, it'll go back to hang together. It'll go back to the metronome. It'll go back to like a pendulum. You're hanging with Christ. You're in sync with either the devil or Christ. There's no in between. There's a keyboard. The key board is on the board on the side of a ship. Key to open the door. What's the key? Faith. The digits on the computer's keyboard is what? Digit means finger. 10 fingers, 10 toes. 10 goes back to tent. The tenets of the faith, T-E-N-E-T. Everything in front of you is the repeat truth, but when you unfold it, it manifests like different objects, but every object in front of you is cut, turn, union, and flow. So if every object, there's a baseball. What happens when you throw a baseball? T-H-R-O-W. You throw in a baseball. What happens when you throw it? It goes through the air in a shape of a curve, and it's spinning. It's turning. You hit something with it, it goes back to pierce. Jesus was nailed to the cross. So cut, turn, union, flow goes back to the cut is the cross. Turn is verse. So when a farmer's plowing a field, he cuts one path, he turns. Cuts another path, he turns. He cuts another path, he turns. The farmer's planting the field. And he's flowing. And he's in union with the dirt. And he's putting the seed down. He's placing the seed in the dirt to put. I promise you. I promise you. That right now, if you really think back to your childhood and you look around, there's going to be a name of somebody from your childhood or something. Like this printer has brother on it. This cleaners, I don't go to the cleaners, but I remember somebody in my childhood going to the cleaners, taking their clothes to the cleaners. I bought this turmeric, simply organic. To me, everything's organic because everything came from the earth. I mean, they can call it a chemical. It still came from the earth. But I'm not an organic. I'm not one of those new age organics where I have to. But I do believe that certain spices are good for you or whatever. But was there somebody in my life that was that way? Was there a hippie? Growing up, yeah, I was surrounded by hippies. What you went through in your childhood, what you went through in your teenage years, it might manifest differently, but it's still the same stuff. You still take a shower, you still go to work, you still go to sleep. You're doing the same thing you did 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. You're doing the same thing. The only thing that's changed, the outside hasn't changed. It might look a little different with devices, but it's still the same concept. So the only thing that's changed is your inner man. Did you really go anywhere? No. The only thing that changed is your inside. Lights are still lights. They might have went from incandescent to fluorescent to LED, but they're still a light bulb. It might look different, but it's still the same concept. It's a light bulb. The stars are lights. The universe is turning. So you got a compressor outside. It's turning. It's nothing new. The universe is turning. Actors, same. TV shows, same. It's just a different face. So what if everything on the outside stays the same, and every object in your house, pretty much you've already seen a million times from a child, even though it might just look a little bit different. If that's the case, everything's the same, what's the purpose? The purpose is the inside, the growth in the inner man, renewing your mind, becoming a new creature, seeing past time and realizing that it was all a training program to birth in the new mind, the new way of thinking. I put this machine, and I hit the button and I push the button. And then the drum rolls, and the image, the light scans the image, and it makes a copy. You're in a copy machine, per the paw, being printed. Now the devil's a psychopath, and the devil can make copies of himself, just like God is making copies of himself, if you let him. So that's all the devil's trying to do. He's just trying to make a copy of himself, that's all.